better our community. You're on Banan, the Kiribati Voice FM 104.6.
Little mama, don't come around me all of your pretty lies and that sweet disguise. To think about you is the only thing that makes me feel so confused. The only time you ever told me the truth, yeah, yeah, is when you told me your name and it's all that I ever really knew. Cause you are such a bad chick, working your black magic. Put me under your spell, but you know I cast it. You are such a bad chick, working your black magic. Put me under your spell, but you know I gotta move past it. Little mama, don't let her tell me everything is gonna be fine on the other side.
Tafalatu, and Kona Maori from the Kiribati Voice FM 104.6 Witch House. It is so lovely having you, great company, and I hope you will certainly join me on the program for the next hour. And welcome, and I hope your week has been going great so far. On the show, I will bring you with some weather forecasts and community notices, news, and of course we have our lovely legal session on air, and providing you with more music entertainment and the Kiribati way. Stay tuned with me. Kana kota ko pake ina meta mere ki yanta tu ni kama kuri ada ta ko sanga ngara ki to ye ye kwa ta ye pa ere kena bayo na koina o sikonani popoki tarapo na kon na context enda de pota ki ni makuri e Ministry of Business Innovation and Employment in the number e ake o anu ake ake wo wa ake wo wa ake wo wa ake we
don't want bongi on the Kiribati Voice.
Kona mauri o taraki in te weta ngane yon tenan main cities i New Zealand. Sina taraia me in te Whangarei. Te akina ki pana warangineng ni mekina ki me teka garau tapunga iyo. Yon Auckland, nga Yanapa. Iti ana ki te warangineng me teka garau. Tiang, nga Taururu. New Plymouth. Iko taki me Hamilton. Ate nga Yanapa te weta ni mekina ki napa te kakarau me te warangineng. Onan New Zealand kaputa tanan main city sa lamang kina kita pongayo pa ina kakaraw ina waranginang aw and yara kita matiang basta lang kan onan no klan singaya ay bukin pongaya temuan te pongayo ni karako te tapas ngayon na pa ito weta ya kita kita maro ngayon na lang ini korakora te karaw mo na rin kinakonti nga pong ina nang ini korakora te karaw te pongaya te kanipa pong kuwana pong te tapas ngayon te karaw tutana Pito wanang na. Ngayon ay punta ka rin na panakoy mi. Tira rin kami mente may-may. Kamplay na tayo. Pabunay na pati tiyang metuwa na pen. Hindi na kim mati tikaraw. Ani tayin. Tayirikin kan. Tayirikin pong ay ka na mente. Tapong ayo. Takapong kanime pong kuwano pong ato tabas. Asin na kilip te tumarumong kanin. Yon frafu tsia te kenaki ba warangi nang kapara tu bole te kenaki ba korokora tiringa te rebu i te degrees the Celsius ane korokora nta kapu yon frafu tsi i pai ki tarawa nga yana pa te kenaki te mayo ba pun korokora tiringa te rebu i na pa te degrees the Celsius te kapu boi sna tara mai ngi tari tora mate yabus te kenaki te ponga yo te ka te ni pong te o u ange karaina te kenaki ba yorana ah kan te nga ba sana pa ni yabus tari te orwa yo ngi ngapu emang katanya kita petora nak kongan yang tetap pantai ayo iteran dia wawa nak kongan tetap ingan yang pantai awa awa niwa cawar wawa rai cawar wawa nama ayo pusira kita hari tapi kata kapung tiawa tenua en orang nak kota hari temuan yang abung takarang aina cawar wawa nak kongan tinggabung iteran cawar wawa nak kongan tinggabung takabung nama ayo pusira kita petari. Awalnya main ingin tari, cora di apa sekarang ini kan atau kami yang waktu tempat tempat tari, tu, cina kau nak awak, mak kau di ngaji kiki kau kami ingat ini atau ayah, tu, terari, tu, terarwan, no demi, tari kau pengen ada nan life jacket, tu, huringa, tu, aningan ini, korang korang dapat ceri tinggal, tu korang korang dapat terkarau metiang, tu weta, ani bukan tu, tepung, kai, korang kuat tu tapas, kaya tu kantan ingat apa. Karena tu aku nak untuk betul betul ni aku nak terluai nang nak terai orang betul betul ya itu kahang ayah kita ngelari ibu kinti tu sih nak nak awak aku mau ring kau mau ring ke mana ni kira pas voice aku kan dah ngah tiba tuan running kerja aku tu tadi yang nomor seroy tu aku nak tiawa nengai ya tapi aku tadi aku nak wow yang dia pun nak ketengah run aku yang kan ni demi kamu rayu kamu nak ni tak nak untuk program dia kira wow wanita tu wana ni mewa wanita tu wana Aki ya, aneh kan itu nampak di studio. Kamu orang di tengah tu, kan orang apa kamu tengah di tengah kami ibu bersih kat dekat orang kata nota. Tapi orang ni, aki kapu aki demi kau orang, ayo. Seorang orang tu kuna tu korana. Tak apa masan menu tu kuna ayo ke? Masih nama orang yang kan ni, ayah kangai desirota.
Toki ni karawa apon na
Ako na pero parang kita si Voice FM 104.6 yon ko na the program na rano ko yeh inhane bukin program meron na kipa ti liko siya na niya sa number rocking na the topic ay mante ko kaora Pacific Access category o ano na sa number rocking yeh inhane iron hiya falitao. Welcome to the Kiribati Voice FM 104.6, and you have been listening to the Kiribati music. Now, it is time to have a lovely program, Liko session, with Hia Fale Tau. And I would like to invite her, our lovely lawyer on the show. Welcome to you, and it is lovely having you for the new year program. How's things been going so far, Hia Fale Tau?
Yes, hi Charles. Thank you for having me on the program and Happy New Year's. Things have been going slowly. January is halfway done, so the year is going by really, really fast.
Yeah, absolutely. And we are so excited that the program is will be ongoing again on the session. Now, I understand that we will be covering a topic to do with the Pacific Access Category Resident Visa. Can you give us our listeners out there a brief introduction on what the PAC or what the Pacific Access Category Resident Visa is all about?
Yeah, sure. So for those listening and to our listeners out there, we will be going for the month of January and February. We will be going over immigration law. So looking particularly into the different visas that you can get. What are your obligations under those visas? And if you're a sponsor, knowing what your sponsorship obligations are as well. So today we'll be going over something called a Pacific Access Category Resident Visa. So we will just be talking about what this visa is about, how you can go about applying for it. And if you are, invited to apply, then what you need to do if that's your case.
Yeah. So if we are looking at the resident criteria, what do we need to know about?
Under the Pacific Access Category Visa, you can apply to Immigration New Zealand depending on the category you fall under. Yeah. So the Pacific Access Category Resident Visa, like it says, is a resident visa that you can apply for. If you're from Kiribati, Tuvalu, Tonga, or Fiji. So it allows you to apply for residence if your name is drawn from what immigration calls the ballot. If your name is drawn from that ballot, which is basically, when your name is pulled out and you're invited by Immigration New Zealand to apply. So the categories, if you're wanting to apply for that visa, is that first you must register for the ballot. So you must put your name to Immigration New Zealand, showing that you want to apply for this visa. Mm-hmm. You must be 18 years old, but no older than 45. So there is an age there that you must meet. And if you register for the ballot, you must then be invited by Immigration New Zealand to apply for residence. So there are different categories. So obviously, you must also be of good health. You must be of good character. And so because this is targeted at the Pacific, you must be a citizen of either Fiji, Kiribati, Tonga, or Tuvalu. So if you're a citizen there, you must show that you have been born in that country or you have a parent who was a citizen in that country.
Mm-hmm.
You must apply for your residence while you are in your country of citizenship or while you are in New Zealand on a temporary visa. So you can apply, back in the islands, or you can apply while you're in New Zealand for this. In order to also fall under this visa, you must also be able to speak English, have a job offer. You must also be able to earn enough money to support your family. And if you are wanting to bring in your partner or any children, they must also meet the health and character requirements under the resident visa category.
And now, if we are looking at what to do and what not to do, so what must you do?
So if you're wanting to apply for the Pacific Access Category Resident Visa, there's two stages that Immigration New Zealand go through. So the first is that you must register for what they call as the ballot. So if you're wanting to register for that, you fill in, there's a Pacific Access Category registration form that you must fill. So on that form, you must include any partners or children that you wish to bring from the islands. Then what happens is that Immigration New Zealand will run the ballot. And if your name is pulled out from the ballot, you will be invited to apply for residence. So that's the first stage. The second stage of the application process is if you're invited by Immigration New Zealand to apply for residence, then you have 8 months to send your residence application to Immigration. And so then Immigration New Zealand will look at your application, and if they require more information from you, they will be in touch But those are the steps that you need to take if you're wanting to apply under that Pacific Access Category Resident Visa.
Mm. And now what happens if you are granted that visa?
So if you're granted this visa by Immigration New Zealand, you will have all the rights that a New Zealand resident would have. So you'll be able to work in New Zealand, you'll be able to live in New Zealand and also study. So basically it just basically makes you a resident in New Zealand, and that's for an indefinite period. So the visa would be there for you as a resident.
Now, can you just briefly explain to our listeners what is the quota again? And if you may have some information in regard to how the ballot draw works.
Yes, so the way the ballot works is so everyone registers their name. Immigration New Zealand basically puts it together, and they just pick out the names as it comes. So it's basically whatever name they pick out first, that's the name that they would then, invite.
So is that a machine? Is that a machine, electronic draw or what?
From my understanding, it's something that's held by Immigration New Zealand. They don't necessarily give out much information on how it's drawn, but I know that it's a ballot where all the names are put in and they just pick it out. So it's either done manually by the team who deals with this visa, or they may generate it using numbers.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of the quota, or before that, if I may further ask this question, do you have information on how much is the application fee for this quota or for this PAC, Pacific Access Category?
For the Pacific Access Category, it does note on the immigration website when you do go on.
Okay.
It notes there that with the fees and charges, it's something that they would put on their website once the ballot opens.
Okay.
Because there's a certain, it's only open for a certain amount of time. And it just depends on what nationality you're applying for. So your passport also matters and where you're applying from. So I'll just give you an example. If you're applying for the Pacific Access Category and you've got a Tongan passport and you're applying in New Zealand, then you're looking at about $75. But it just depends on what passport you also have as well.
Mm. That's $75 New Zealand dollars.
Yes, New Zealand dollars. I can also give you a Kiribati. How much would it be if you've got a passport from Kiribati? It's about $75 as well for the registration, and that's in New Zealand dollars.
Yeah. So how many people are accepted under the quota for each respective islands?
So if you're applying, like I said, it's a quota, so that's why it's the Pacific Access Category. So depending on where you're applying from and what kind of citizenship you have, if you're from Kiribati, there's 75 spaces there for citizens from Kiribati. There's also, if you're from Tuvalu, they also allow 75 applications. If you're from Tonga or you're a Tongan citizen, they allow 250, and also from Fiji, there's 250 spaces there under the quota. So it just depends on where you're applying from, with the numbers and the quotas under that.
And finally, who to contact or where do we find out about the registrations for the ballots when they open?
Yeah, so Immigration New Zealand, they do not give specific time frames of when the ballot is to open, but what they recommend is that you just monitor their website for any updates. So if you go on the immigration website, which is www.immigration.govt.nz, they should have regular updates on there. Or you could just call them on their number, which is 09914-4100.
And that is, of course, the end of our show. Any final keywords you would like to share with our listeners?
Yeah, so if you are wanting to apply under this resident visa, I think it's a good opportunity for our Pacific people, to migrate to New Zealand and receive those better opportunities. So definitely keep an eye out on when the ballot for that resident visa opens. And if you meet those criteria that we spoke about before, then definitely put in your application of interest or your name forward for the ballot.
Thank you so much. And that is, of course, our lovely lawyer, Ahia Fale Tau from the Community Legal Services South Trust. Hey, we look forward to having you on our session the next week. What do you have in store for us?
Yes, so next week we'll be going over the visitor visa and your sponsorship obligations if you are a sponsor.
Aloha, Pito. Take care for now. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, folks. Thank you, families. Yeah, that was a lovely session we have with our lawyer, Leah Fadetau. And yeah, tune into our program for if you miss many episodes in the past, go to our website, www.planetaudio.org.nz/Kiribati Voice. You've been listening to the Kiribati Voice FM 104.6 with Charles. It is so lovely having your great company. Now stay tuned with me. Coming up after the music entertainment is our community notices. Kita bas voice. Ayo mo temuan kata nota tangan itu kita ni kan aku anak aku yang tanah orang. Naku yang kain te kita basi community West Auckland kita bas association kita Waka Incorporated yon Waitaki di mana Auckland depanin. Kami na penin memori. Ia mi program nak kontak abang ayo, nak kontak abang tapi mewan mua sanware. Uat tengah tapi mewan mua. Kanu anare te zumba exercise mentiawa ono wan kontiawa waniwa. Teka botega o turara ki iru ya kain te youth me tururon dira ki. Men te awa ni ua ni karo kote atabuina. Antaro miya ki me te cultural arts o te karo asibuta. Men te awa atabuina ni karo koa te awa atabi me uwa iru ya tana ni kawai. Te tapa pon te Pacific Arts Center mo na roa building number uwa Lebanon Lane, Henderson. Te ya koa kawa ya kain te community ya yu. A yu kina pena koya o metana. Kamrapa o tikaroi. Ane te katano ta sikari kia mente taipora West Auckland Kiribas Association Waka Incorporated Auckland Ano ko yakain Kiribas ya tanora Kamne pere ni meuri ina runa Aranda ra uya Yesu Christo Te kakati kira ino komi men Na mi usu Wakain na mi Kiribas communities Teriri kia po uwa tangata pime wanua Arape umen kami in taina ko Re te me meuri Teroi o te tapu mua Te karoi ya mi wakina ko ino Teriri kua tangata pime wanua Kamrapa, o ane sekarang kita boleh melihat sebab bayre, makain dan apa pun tararua. Pacifica Migrant Services Charitable Trust, kete PMS New Zealand. Abu semai kita akan tangi dia ni karuku ayah rongrong menaiya kiri pas communities, rongrong dan jawa kiri karuaya, atau pewarik. Karena kota orang ini karuaya, menam tapore kau megaiai, Ahorita quiero con el producer de programa yo, Charles Enoja, en email, charles_enoja@hotmail.com. Que campun con la cana con mi texto, no hay nada más. Aquí a wowa wowa, o no one nemewa, y sua y sua, toana wowa nemewa. Corapa, abusumaya que estaba abusia con aquí a quio honra, que estaba abusia con aquí a honra, te catarro tayo, y como ya coraki, aquí a quio honra. Kampesin apa? Awan ngan ito katanata Menami Radio, Kiribati Radio, Planet FM 104.6, Kiribati Voice. Nako yato kura kaya sa ndekin de Pacific Access Category, wata nga tabi mesu, kanda pa nil mauri, kana aron na pa etuwa yung mendekin job offer. Awayo, teka uri ni bubogi na koyim, pa kuriya yung deitaki ma Eva William, John Ellersol, now is in the Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment, Auckland. Later, I'm going to tell you, aki a wowa wowa, ono wani mewa, isua isua, to wana wowa ni mewa, tell you, nampante, kateri, akamona rita, nakoya, nakoyna, aki a wowa wowa, ono wani mewa, isua isua, to wana wowa ni mewa. Ane, tekatanota, are sikariki na ponimente, Pacifica Migrant Services, akamdapa. Kanaro na pa yung am katanota am kauring am katikaroy ang community po takinaro po takinako kaya yun na pa katanota kin to atemere talaga yun pong temete apere na kika buwaki na itakin kayo na kung akia wawawa wawa wano wani mewa isuwa isuwa to wano wawa ni mewa tanambarigan akia wawa wawa ni mewa wano wa kaya kaparatabari akia wawa wawa wano wani mewa isuwa isuwa to wano wawa ni mewa. Nagoya Kiribati community is in Auckland. Come the better than Maori. Okaina no at the funding you begin them community organization, get away with them Bodaki. The Bodaki Araki, but the foundation not point the community trust you in Auckland in the Northland. A carawa table book in the money in Iboga, get the grant in Ogoya Bodakiga, they in non for profit sector. Taitabara, Rita Kinagoya and Maroakina, Mia, we book in Tangira Kintaman in Iboga. Teraron Kabuana Kinayrom, or Tepakana Pam Zaki, book in Tamatata. Yakita ngira kit appointment. Nakon na yung website www.foundationnote.org.nz. Kaya pantara po nakon na naba. Akiya wanua akiya akiya. Wawa isua wawa. Wanua isua wanua. Ay bukimi ay kakamwa ki may sinanukun Auckland. Nora yung website. Nami city councils. Nami tapo ade kamera yay. Ang orai bukan orang orang yang funding hari kamu akan mengaji. Kita kena cari kamu sains dan bukan tersama yo. Jadi tema kuri Indianian atau orai bukan karena orang apa kita ingin tema kuri. Jadi tak kira akhirnya wowa wowa, wana wana mewa, isua isua, tu wana wowa wana mewa, ibu kini orang orang berin. Anak ayah korak yang kiasa ni korak waya Pacific Nutrition Course, kaya te graduates mentor diri kita wata ngat pi me ni mewa, wata ngat pi manuwa. Yai te refresher course, kaya te refresher workshop, ni kaya nasi me effective facilitation. A free the workshop ayu, ya kata waki mai si yai kaya busu maya kini dia. Enak korak waki intakat nampu ngat pi me awan peperuari, wata ngat pi manuwa. The seminar room, Heart Foundation, number waya Kamia Street, LLC, Yon, Auckland. Mente or wewa ni kara kote odi bime u de tawanu. Mais pa ka agona ni de yon an naron na yu. De yakinam pa kona rapaka un kaira roi te meruru o te pui. De yakinam arun katien o perung ayan roi am lesson plan. On de yakini yang am mekawai. Ibukin kaputan roi am mangariri ki am meruru no koya kain te botaki. En ato kubismayan te kapayaran wopi meruru an sanware. Now on the website at info@pacificheart.org.nz Korea Akangai Facilitation Workshop February 14th, 2018. The health free course I book him Ika men the Pima no one of the Pimero immediately in email. Data can on the number Akia Wanua Kiake Wanua Wanua Noa Raiwa Wowa Wowa. Get on the website nzma.ac.nz and you can contact me. One, you can get a free course. 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 Pakuna mau reading kui yang ane tu orang kanda you yang nak ibat the tertiary qualification in Pacific Nutrition. The ayo pun the paper mente AUT ke yang nak ibat the AUT Certificate of Proficiency in Pacific Nutrition. Ayo pun ni kain tak kain tu community ya korak kiki amakurin the health sector. Ayo pun apa nak kui amatan kapan? Ayo dengan arun pakuna nanti kau sayo yang wakin wabi mesuan peperuari. Rai wo pungina. No kontubi metu wana pungina. I started with mentia one one karkote or rewa the top of the Art Foundation in the LSD Auckland. He to cost ye pasi the buba tatara. Man, he done the fee, he done the cost, a kapo kinga. In a pora in pen, the buba tatara, or tera kwakame, a gate la pago room, you begin the Pacific Nutrition. I begin elegant by room the pay by Kinak and ZQA, Kia the Kinak the Pierpan, but Pierpan the AUT, Auckland University Technology, and Ranaki part the certificate, K AUT Certificate of Proficiency in Pacific Nutrition. Begin to rack on a tapara, they take on their website, www.artfoundation.org.nz. I'll go passing up. Ako naman rin kaya kung tayo pa Kilibas Voice FM 104.6 sa ikanda tapo tayo ng katanota. Kaulin ay kita ko pa yung kao ki bukin tungkola. Ani kaya nisikan na tayo ng may Kilibas sa orang ng paikar ki tapo kay ay ka akimatoto. Kamponan na ita orang namin na pangan na tuwi kayo ng radio ng Kilibas ay kawawa. Ta radio ar tungkola na nakipa te Kilib crossover Kilibas ani te kamora yun ni fully to a power tower aura na ana kanu ano program re kata ora yen kaka to week e wa kana program pun men tamo tai te waru wan karo te wa isua akam kona no ranga ni ngan na na program ni fully to a power tower aura an paran kirpas crossover kirpas kam na kon de fm 89.0 ah mi radio ardona ariana na ki pa kirpas tapo kia kia ane ale de yon radio 531 BI mente awa tapuina ni karakua te awa wo wan tenu wanabung amna wana kiron din tapena nang koro wapa ni tato ni tata yo myself then Charles enoka kiata I got the media area at the Mato Tatim at the Tatan Kiribas and Nisiko, my Pai Kariki Kiribas, and Punpai Kariki and the Kiribas communities. I am Katun and Dido Yonas Karanon Karato attendable. Tara Hora and Kiran and Tekatabu Yukitan Katamaru, Okanan Portimaton Merum, Okanan by Sanapanik is Pam Tabu, I have him in the Kora Ayu. Uringa, I Kamataku, I Waki, the Kakure, Kamataku, kind to the Batam Kiribas, and I put the YCL Tobukinson, Punwaki Napankai, I mean a Yon Hamilton, Gani Yon Busi Hawaiian Apen Businap and Gani, not only your website. No on the Facebook on or your program tai tai ki and kameta ko yo New Zealand ngiaro to so yo ora pana yo ko tangi den kan guys pumeta ko ra kai te na sini kiti pase ka ye tarana e ri anako ntiene ne awan kan kan bona ngi ngane nori ngane da bo ki kameta ko yo asan kai kabuta on Auckland in kabun kameta ko ye o iko ngwa ki pa asan tan kai ndoko yon Hamilton kita wa tapen wa ki na yon Hamilton ma yon ka wa yana pangane mai no kon na rimina yo mi kongra panan kirbasa le kate metoko ma amteate o am community yon pan yon New Zealand o yon nap deita ki noiran tanamba a kieruewa wanu atu wana ni mewa wanu atu wana a kia ana kana the website ya kamon no ye na pon de chon wo wo ko de ki tota na tsai i mine as the popo waratai Di tapi orang komen sih mungkin, ya rukun ada tangan itu kini rukun orang. Mas, senang orang mungkin itu orang naik kangai kuasa.
Kuasia ni angoa kano antinewai te onda pe emirondon ne tapi ni minomino. Yeah.
Kia ora, Pacific greetings, and this lovely having a great company, and I am afraid I have to sign off for now. I'm coming to the end of the show. But hey, thank you for your great company. I have enjoyed the program, and I hope you have certainly enjoyed as much as I do. Anyway, I'm coming back again the same time next week on your program, Kiribati Voice, FM 104.6 with Charles.
Voice Radio FM.